Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. And this is Arabic class. And in this Arabic class, we're going to be dealing with the pronouns. Okay, let me give this to Lina to make copies.
She's still making the sign.
Huh?
She's still making the sign.
The sign? Okay. Let me. Okay. Let's do the. We have two kinds of pronouns. And these pronouns right here, the first column, refers to the. To how do we say. How do you say I? How do you say I? Huh?
Should I go to the office?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Right. Yeah, seven copies, please. Yeah. How do we say I? Huh?
Anna.
How do we say I? Anna. Anna. And this is why the name selfishness came. What is the selfishness in Arabic? It came from the name Anna. What is it? No? Okay. It's called Anna. Anani. Anani. Anani means someone who says Anna, Anna, Anna. And he does not think about anybody except Anna. So it's called Anani. Anani. Okay. How do we say we? Nahnu. Nahnu. Okay? Yes. Now, in the first, we call this the first person. The first person is the speaker. The first person is what? Speaker. Al-mutakallim. The first person, al-mutakallim, or the speaker. Okay? I'm the speaker, I'm the first person. So, the first person, if it is a singular, then we say, Ana. If it's a plural, we say, Nahnu. Nahnu. So, can you give me an example that has Ana in it? Huh? Oh, that's not an example that has Ana. Okay, don't be late. So, give me an example of Anna. Huh? Give me an example of that has the word Anna. Huh? What is it? I'm sorry. What did you say?
Yeah, I said
Anna أكل التفاح. Anna أكل or أكل. Notice that. The word Ya'kul means what?
Eat.
So if you talk about yourself, you say A'kul. You say what? A'kul. Ana A'kul التفاح. However, the Arab don't like A'kul. They don't like having two hamzas following each other. Ana A'kul. A'kul. So the Arab. Did you bring
it? Yeah, took it from me and said that she'll come back with
cups. Okay. So the Arab will not say they don't like the sound what? So what do they say? Akul. Good job. That's a good example. So instead of saying ana akul, they say ana akul. Ana akul. Okay? All right. So, markers. Can you get me markers and eraser? Just get me markers.
Wait.
Yusuf. Oh, actually, Yusuf, stay. You can. Okay. Now, for the second person is the one that you're speaking to. If I'm speaking to you, then it is the what? Second person. If I talk, then I am the what?
First
person, and then second person. Now, if we backbite somebody, we talk about somebody which is not present, then we say, Third, you don't have to have that person not present, because you can say, okay, you can, he can be present, and I can say, he wants the keys, for example. He, and he's right there. Doesn't have to be absent. But I'm talking about him. So becomes the third person. Whether he's absent or not, it becomes the what? Third person. Because I'm not talking to him. I'm not talking about myself, so it's not the first person. I'm not talking about the person I'm speaking to, so it's not the second person. I am talking about a person that...
that is not speaking to.
That is non-present or... or present, but you're not speaking to. Good job. Okay. Now, how about if you want to talk about now the second person? The second person is the listener or the one that you are speaking to. So it is al-mukhatab. Al-mukhatab means the person that I speak to. So if it's a one male, then what do we say? Anta. If it's one male, we say what?
Anta.
Anta. Good. How about if it's one female?
Anti.
Anta and anti. Good job. So, anta and anti. Anta and anti. Okay, now let me write anti wrong first. Anti. Is that the right spelling for anti?
No.
Let me even make it more clear. This is the right spelling, yes. But is that the way you should write anti when you're addressing a female second person, like if I'm addressing you, I say anti. So, okay. So, is it right with ya?
No.
It's what? It is kasra. MashaAllah. So it's what? Kasra. Anti. It's kasra. You got that part? A lot of people, even Arab people, make mistake here. They put the ya. No, it's just kasra. The only time ya comes and becomes a ya when it talks about female, if it's a command verb. Like I say, kuli means eat. Shrabi means drink. Okay? Study. Or
study. How we're merging classes in this case. How many copies was I supposed to make?
Seven? Did you make seven? Okay. So we can get people to share.
I say we'll share one.
Yes. He and you will share.
Yeah, you made 30 cupcakes, right? Three for each of us.
Can you both combine and share? Okay. Combine and share. Here. Combine and share. Both of you. Okay. So Anna, Auntie. Then. Okay, what, so that's second one female, and this is second one male. How about if I speak about two, if I speak to two people, whether they are two males or one male and one female, because we know the mixed group goes, is treated like what?
Entorno.
The mixed group is treated like male. It's treated like what? Male. So, what do we say again, Yusuf?
Entorno.
Entoma. So, what did I do to anta? To
I
make it? We added meme, and then we added, madda.
Yeah.
Entoma. Antuma. Antuma. Can you look here? Antuma, does it have shadda on the meme?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Antuma. So antuma will work on two male. How about two females?
Antumi.
No, antuma.
Same.
So, second, two male or two female.
How about if it's three?
Then we go into plural. Okay, so that's a different form. How about if it is a third person, we're talking about a group. If we talk about the second person and we're talking about a group, like I'm talking to a group. So I'm saying what? Huh? No, a group of males or a group, mixed group. Group of males. So if we say second, okay, three plus males.
Antum.
Exactly. So we took the meme out. So you can see that the first one is anta. You put kasra, becomes anti. You put meme because they are more than one. So you say antuma, and this alif is the alif al-muthanna. Alif what? Muthanna, which makes things what? Double. Okay, so then this one is we take away the alif al-muthanna, so it becomes what? Antum.
Do you guys know what muthanna means?
Double, right?
Yep.
You know
okay,
that?
Now you know what muthanna means.
Okay, you double. So muthanna is always have a madda. Any word that muthanna always have a what? Madda. Like rajul, rajulan. Feel,
filan.
Walad,
waladan.
Bint,
bintan.
So this one is for the what? Muthanna. So you notice here, we add mim because they are more than one. We add mim because they are more than one. And we add the madda because they are what?
Two.
Got it? There is no double without alif and muthanna. Always, alif and muthanna has double. So, antum. What is going to change if we have second person, three plus females?
Antunna.
What happened here? How come you know it? You knew it because you always replace the meme with noon, called noon in niswa. Antunna.
What do you think niswa means, Tate?
Sweet.
No.
What? This is not
like. Feminine. Niswa means what? Females. Niswa means what? Women. Basically women. Niswa means women. So what is the meaning of niswa? Women. So this noon with shadda is famous, right? This noon with shadda is famous. And it knows noon and niswa. Noon and niswa. Noon and niswa. So, noon and niswa is always present when we talk about three plus female. Always present when we talk about what? Three plus female. Got it? Antunna. So, if you say, Antunna ta'kulna. What is Antunna ta'kulna? Means you ta'kul. Ta'kul. So ta'kulna means you are eating, and it's a group of women. If you have a group of women and saying, okay, you are drinking. So we say, ha, antunna what? Tashrabna. So you see how the noon in this was added at the end? So antunna what? Tashrabna. Okay? How about if we say salah? Yeah, say antunna, huh?
Salahna.
Tusallina. See? Always nun and niswa when you're talking about three plus female, nun and niswa. Always there. Huh? What's his name?
Nabil.
Huh? Nabil, because pay attention so that you're able to solve the homework, to do the homework for next week.
He's a TA.
I'll give you a homework.
He's a TA.
You're the TA? So I have the pleasure of having two TAs. Good,
where
okay.
Where's the other TA?
Oh. My daughter.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. So now, Lena, we want to now talk about the first person, the third person, one male. Third person, one male. So, if we're talking about the third person, one male, what do we say? Huh? What do we say? Huwa. That's right. We say huwa. You don't check the table, the cheating table that I gave you. Mm-hmm. Look at the column that says the detached pronoun. Do you see the detached pronoun? Huh? Do you see the detached pronoun? Huh? Do you see the detached pronoun? Why do we call them detached? Why do we call them detached?
Because they aren't attached to a word.
Because they are alone. Yes, they are stand alone. The next column, the second column, is called attached. Why do we call attached? Because they attach to the what? End of the word. They attach to what? So we have column says detached. Where is it? Why is it detached? The word is by itself.
Yeah.
How about here? Attached. Do you know the one that has plus sign? Do you see the pronouns that have plus sign on them? The pronoun that has plus sign on them? This pronoun is? Okay. We want Hania.
Yeah.
Good job, Hania.
Thank you.
We want Asma. Excellent job, Asma.
Should I pass those out?
Yes. We have no name.
No, it's Adam. Adam's not here.
He's not here. Okay. I'll give you the website for the class that you need to look at.
Adam, you are here.
Where is Adam? Adam's not here. Oh, this is yours? Okay. Sorry. Okay. Do you see the one with plus sign? The ones with plus sign. Plus sign means it will be what? It will be what? Preceded. Like this one will be attached at the end. The plus sign means this will be attached what? To the end. That's why we call it what? Attached pronouns. Do you have one? Why aren't you sharing?
What?
Oh, share with your TA.
In the back right there.
Attached pronoun. Okay. So these are detached. Say at the top. Draw a line and say detached pronouns.
Do you have another color?
No. And say they are detached because they are stand alone. They don't connect to any words. Okay. Now, a third person, according to the table, the column number three. A column number three in the table, in the third person section, when you say...
owned by X.
Huh? When do you say you? You say what? So, no. I want you to pay attention. The third column, when you say you, can I say, is the third person you? What is you? First, second, third?
Second.
Second, that's right. So the third person, we say you, or we say for one male? We say you, or we say he? We say he. Okay. Now, he in Arabic, according to the table, can you put your finger on he in Arabic? He? Yes. What column is he? the detached column, which is column number 3. What section? The bottom section. So he. So third, he. Hoa. Hoa.
Where do I put that?
Hoa, here.
Oh, okay.
Hoa. And then Hoa. Dhamma Fatha. You're fine. You don't need to erase anything. It's fine. Hoa. Okay? Now, how about if we want to make it a female? If I want to convert male to female, you say what? Heya. So if I ask you to convert this sentence from male to female, which is, let's say, this sentence. Huwa shatir. Huwa shatir. Huwa, what? Shatir. Do you know the meaning of the word shatir? Huh? Smart. Smart, yes, he's smart. Convert this to female word, for female sentence. Huh? Who can convert it to a female? Huh? No. The whole, yes? Heya? No. Heya is correct. Huh? Heya sha? Tir? Huh? Shatiratu. Shatiratu. Heya what? Shatiratun. So what did we do here? We converted, we added what to the end of the shatir? Shatira. Yes, to make it a female. So huwa. So now, third, if one female is here. Okay.
I'm just going with the chart.
No, we're going through the chart so that you understand what we're talking about. So the third column, we're talking about the third column. Okay. Now, how about if we are talking about...
Three males.
Two males. Two males. Absent two males, or they don't have to be absent, but I'm not talking to them. I'm not talking to you. So I say he or huma. So what do I say for two third persons? Two third persons. Huh? No, we say huma. Mudakkar means male. Muannath means female. So huma. How about if it is two female? If it is two female, huh?
So it's two.
Huma. So huma does not change. It is for two. It's either for third two males or third two females or two females. Good. All right. Now, how about now? I need you to get used to the table. So when you do the homework, all you have to do is just look up the right pronoun from the table. Okay. Now, huh? Now, how about if it is three plus male. Three plus male. Hum. That's right. Hum. Three plus male, hum. And what do you think if we want to make it three plus female? Huh? Hunna. We added what? Noon in Niswa. I told you, three plus female are always na. Always what? Na. Hunna ya'kulna. Hunna yashrabna. Hunna yal'abna. You understand? You're always saying, instead of saying huwa yal'ab, you say hunna yal'abna. Okay, if I give you a sentence and say huwa yadrus. Huwa yadrus means he studies. He is studying, or he's studying. He studies. Huwa yadrus. He huwa what? Yadrus. Converted to three plus female.
So,
no, three plus female. No.
Oh, I thought you were saying the...
Three plus female. Huh?
Three plus female.
For the third person.
But it's nadrusa?
Hunna tadrusna. Or hunna eh? Tadrosna. Homna tadrosna. So here, homna. Good job. Now let's talk about the equivalent attached. The equivalent what?
Attached
pronouns, which is column number? 4. Which is column number what? 4. Okay. So for attached pronouns, so here you say, over there you say attached pronouns. Or... Okay. Attached pronouns. Attached means, plus sign means it's attached from the what? From the end. Attached from the what? From the end. Okay. So now, if I want to say my. My. So it's what?
Yeah. You add the yeah.
My. So you add a yeah. So qalam, huh?
Qalami.
Okay. Qalam, qalami. Car, sayara? Sayarati. How about, how about madrasa? Madrasati. And we know the rules. When something is attached at the end, for example, madrasa. Madrasa is what? What is the ta here? It's ta marbuta. So if I want to say madrasati, what do I do? I just add a ya like this?
No.
You add
you have to turn it into a ta and then...
Aha. I have to turn it into a ta.
Good.
Madrasati. Good job.
The next time you talk, let's see you raise your hand.
Yeah.
Okay, got it? Madrasati. All right. Now let's talk about the, if I would say for us.
We.
Yes, we, but what's the attached pronoun? If I say our, which is our?
No,
nah. Good job. So, nah is for, huh? For ours, which, whether it's two male, two female, it doesn't matter. Three male, three female, it doesn't matter. So, if it is one, it becomes qalam, becomes qalami. If it is ours, ours become what? I want you to follow with me. Here. So we say qalam, what? Qalamuna. Qalam is qalamuna. You have that put and put it behind you?
Yeah.
Okay. Qalamuna. So where are you, Lina? So there's first singular and plural. Singular qalami, for example. Qalami, no, and then qalami. Okay, so if it's plural, qalamuna. Male or female, it doesn't matter. You might say, okay, how come we don't differentiate between male and female when we're talking about the when we talk about the first person.
Huh?
Yes, exactly. I am talking, so you should be able to tell whether I'm male or female.
Yeah.
So I don't need a word to distinguish me. Okay? All right. To distinguish my gender. So you can not know it's genderless. It's genderless. Like, gender is not... Genderless means it has nothing to do with the gender. It's either... It's either qalami or qalamuna. What is qalam?
Qalam
is a pen. Good job. So now let's move to the next one. Let's move to the next one. So what is the next one, Yusuf?
The next one is they.
No.
Mine.
Huh? Can you say? The second, the one after that is for what? What person? Yes, second person. Yes, it's your car, your pencil. So how do I say your pencil? Huh?
Your pencil.
Your pencil, how do I say it? In Arabic. In Arabic, huh? Qalamuka. Qalamuka. What is it? قلموك قلموك learning about this and this. What would be the female version? See how did we convert from male to female? قلموكي. Good job. قلموكي. Now, can I write قلموكي with ya?
No. Yes.
So, قلموكي. Can I write قلموكي like this?
Yeah, no.
No. The right one is قلموكي. Okay? So, if you write قلموكي like this, it's what? Wrong. And I'm telling you, many of the Arabic-speaking people get confused about that. And instead of a kasra, they do what? A ya. So they say قلموكي, and they put a ya. And that's wrong. So what is wrong here? What's the mistake that's common? Common mistake.
Wait.
Huh?
Oh, you put it, yeah.
You put it, yeah. Good job. Okay.
Okay.
So now,
huh? Is the check supposed to be wrong or correct?
X correct. Wait.
Okay, let's make it this way so that we doesn't get confused. Just a second. And this is wrong. Okay. Now, what if we talk about two, whether they are male or female? Go down the fourth column, two, huh? Two, male or female, huh? So what do we say? Huh? So what do we say? Huh? Huh? What do we say? Huh? What do we say? I can't hear. What do we say for third person? For a second person? Second person? Female. Two females. Two males. Qalamukuma, or for both male and females, you say what? Qalamukuma. Remember? So, anta becomes what? Antuma.
Guys.
Anta becomes what?
Antuma.
So what did we add? Ma. Ma for plural and madda for double. So now when we say qalamuka, we say huh? Qalamaku, huh? What do we add?
Ma.
Ma. So it becomes what? Qalamuku ma. Qalamuku ma. Got it? This is double male or females. This is double male or female. Two males or two females. All right. All right. All you need to do is just practice this table. And now, what comes after plural second person? Plural second person. You
we
say
just
what?
Say double, not plural.
Yeah, double male and female are fine. So now we do double. Second person, I'm sorry, plural second person. Plural second person. So we want to say, huh? We want to say qalam. Hmm? So qalam becomes, what is the root? The root is qalam. The root is what? Qalam. So qalam becomes what? Qalamukum. Qalamukum. Good job. She was trying, but. قلموكم 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 لا موكم قلموكم. Now, huh, I think this one is very easy. How do you convert قلموكم, which is a 3 plus male, into 3 plus female? What do you do? Not you, Yusuf. Huh? Huh? قلموكنا قلك. Second. This is male. You got this part right? You got it? So it's what? Qalamu? Qalamu kunna. Which we call noon what?
Noon
in niswa. You got that? Qalamu kunna. Okay. So, if I say, liman hadha al-kitab? Liman hadha al-kitab, huh? Whose book is this?
Mine.
What do you say? One word.
Li.
Li. That's right. Li. How about both of you? You say what?
Lana.
Lana. How about three of you? You say what?
Lakuma.
Lana. No, lakuma is second person. Lakuma. You got that? Now, for those of you, who don't, the homework that you need to finish. Hello? The homework that you need to finish, you need to get it from the website ali.wischool.net. So,
don't go to .com, go on .net.
.net, okay? So you go there and you find the homework and it's due next week. Okay?
If you just put from here to here, you'll also get the website.
Yeah.
So all you have to really remember is wischool.net.
Yes. And Ali is my first name, so. Okay? You have a list of calendar years. You just pick the one for 2004, 2005. 2014, 2015.
Good homework, right?
Yes. Where is the home?